Stormwatch with Chip.
Am I good? Good morning, Stormwatchy, Watchy, Stormers, Scoops, Djokovic here, and Tribe Sports Reporter. Settling in, being merry weather less as Chippy has gone on vacay. Good for you, Chippy. Enjoy the East Coast. I will be doing today's report with a new co-host. Where it's not Chip, but it's Chat. Their name's Chat Jupiter. Chat Jupiter, thanks for joining us. He will be, or she, or they, I suppose, in the land of political correctness, will be writing the write-up. And we'll be reading that from this point on. So, strap in, strap on, whatever you need to strap. Here we go. Ladies and gentlemen, gather round as I recount the thrilling softball spectacle that unfolded this fine evening. In this electrifying matchup, our boys in orange took to the diamond with tremendous zeal. Unfortunately, the Spinal Crackers secured a commanding 4-0 lead in the very first inning. Based mostly on the mice in some outfield gloves and the temp's shortstop, well, he was confused with being given instruction. Oh, what a magnificent display of skill and determination. But hold on to your hats, for the El Stormo were not to be outdone. In a dazzling turn of events during the second inning, they roared back with astonishing ferocity, tallying an astonishing 6 runs on the scoreboard. The crowd gasped. The tension was palpable, and the game took an unexpected twist. Undeterred by the sudden shift, the Spinal Tappers refused to relinquish their hold on the game. The third inning saw them rise once more, summoning their inner fortitude to secure an impressive 2 more runs, inching ever closer to the Orangemen's lead. As the game progressed, each pitch, swing, and catch were met with a fervent roar from the spectators. Cricket, cricket. Caught up in the enthralling ebb and flow of the contest, both teams displayed unyielding determination and remarkable athleticism, honoring the spirit of the sport with every move. Ah, the plot thickens as this softball saga continued. In the fourth and fifth innings, the violent vertebrae found themselves momentarily stymied, unable to add to their impressive tally. The scoreboard remained unaltered, with nary a run to their names during these innings. The pressure was on and the tension filled, the air like static before a storm. On the other side of the diamond, the cyclonic tangerines showed a resilience akin to a mighty oak, replicating the home team's fourth inning result with, well, 0 runs. But in the fifth inning, they found their stride once more, summoning their offensive prowess to score 2 crucial runs. The game was on a knife's edge, and the stakes were higher than ever before. As the moon rose on the horizon, my friends, the determination of both teams intensified. The Coolisses, eager. They were eager to regain their early glory. They swung their bats with renewed vigor, while the Stormies, basking in the thrill of their fifth inning success, displayed unwavering focus in their defensive maneuvers. With every passing moment, the crowd's excitement reached a crescendo, their cheers echoing, like a resounding symphony of encouragement. Each pitch and every swing was met with bated breath and hopeful anticipation as both teams vied for supremacy in their breathtaking contest. In an astonishing turn of events, the Tangerine Dream staged a stunning offensive display in the sixth inning, notching an incredible 6 runs on the scoreboard. Their bats seemed ablaze as their determination was unmatched, sending shockwaves through the crowd and putting immense pressure on the home team. But those Kairos of Chaos would refuse to back down as they mustered their resilience in the sixth inning, scoring a valiant run to stay within reach of their formidable opponents. The atmosphere crackled with tension as the game entered its late stages, with both teams locked in an epic struggle for supremacy. In the seventh inning, well, the more than just a sprinkling showed no signs of relenting, pushing onward with a mighty roar. 5 more runs crossed the plate, solidifying their position as a formidable force to be reckoned with. Cheers erupted from the athletic supporters, celebrating their impressive lead and unwavering spirit. Yet, with one final rally in their hearts, Coolis stepped up to the plate in the seventh inning. Their determination blazed like a beacon, and they delivered an awe-inspiring display of skill, scoring 3 runs in a desperate bid to mount a comeback. But alas, time was not on their side, and the final out came too soon for the home team's ambitions. The visitors claimed a well-deserved victory, their tenacity and prowess shining brightly as they sealed the game with a score of 20-10. This softball spectacle will forever be etched in the annals of sports history, a contest of twists and turns, filled with drama and heart-stopping moments. The visitors' impressive scoring spree in the later innings, countered by the home team's resolute efforts, made for an unforgettable showdown on the diamond. And so, the sun setting on this gripping tale of softball glory, leaving fans and players alike with memories to cherish for years to come. The game itself was filled with highlights and lowlights. Magnus's Pops was just a double away from yet another cycle. Dr. Seuss and Mac Daddy both went 4-for-4. Now, on the lowlights. There was a controversial play at first, for no one really on the planet except for Mac Daddy, who will be changing his name to Cleopatra, being the Queen of Denial. The beam? Well, the beam needs to find a virginal goat. He needs to find it fast. And the orange apron himself? Well, he pulled himself, and no, not in a good way, with an injury. Get well, orange apron. We need you back. And that has been Stormcasty Watchy Casty Watch. I'd like to thank my writer, Mr. C.P.T. Chat. No, C.P. C-Hat Jepetuta. Well, you know. They didn't do a bad job. They need a little bit more detail. But this has been Storm Watchy Watchy Casty Watchy.
Storm Watch with Chip Merry.